Hello, today's date is February 24th, 2019. My name is Cheryl A. Nocera, the owner and creator of Why Is So Many People Broken? I'm going to be talking today about believing in yourself. There are times that we all try to live up to certain standards. Some people make goals, some people don't make goals. You know, it's up to you how you want to do it. But I notice that a lot of times people make goals that other people make. For example, by the time I'm 50 years old, I will be able to be close to retirement because I'm going to have a professional job. Sounds good, right? I'm almost 50 and that's not even the case for me, but I've never had that goal anyway. However, something that's right for one person isn't exactly right for another. There are people that in their 20s, they say, I'm going to graduate college, I'm going to start a family, everything's going to go perfect, you know, and that's a great goal, right? And that's something nice to think about. Doesn't necessarily mean your friend is going to have the same goal. Although they may shoot for that goal, that's not the goal for them. I'm saying this because there were a lot of times in my life that I've looked down on myself and I've said, wow, like, I went to college, I did the right thing. I was a single mom, I raised my son, I worked two jobs, sometimes three and four. I've worked long shifts pretty much every day, 7 days a week. And honestly, nothing ever really came out of it. I mean, I have good jobs, don't get me wrong. I love where I work. But the point is that somebody else's dream and another person's dream is not the same. So go for what you really want. The other thing with me is I used to always say, you know, one day I'm going to get there. One day I'm going to be out of debt. One day I'm going to be a better person. One day, you know, blah, 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 whatever. The funny thing is that those are all really good things to wish for, but that wasn't really for me. So I was actually struggling to get to somewhere that wasn't my destination. And my destination really is to help people. And that's why I started this podcast. And I want other people out there that listen or are going to listen to know that you're not alone. There are so many people in this world, doesn't matter if you're a multi-millionaire, millionaire, maybe make 100 grand a year, 200 grand a year. Believe it or not, their struggles, your struggles are very much the same. They may not be exactly the same, but there are definitely struggles. I remember when I worked at a place, I used to talk to people that had more money than I could even imagine. But even putting that aside, they were really nice people. And I would hear their stories. And even though it wasn't exactly the same, you know, they were the same. I mean, you see people walking sometimes and you look at their faces and you can just see the amount of stress on them. And some people want to open up and some people don't want to open up. And that's okay too. But just know that maybe you should sit down with yourself and just try to relax. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. You just take a deep breath in to a slow count of four. And then you're going to take a deep breath out to a slow count of six. And just do that a few times. And the only thing you should think about is that breath. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six. Don't think about anything else. And then just relax. And I know exactly what everybody's going to say to me or thinking about. It's running through your mind right now. How can I relax when I have X, Y, Z to do? Yep. And that's true. How? But see, that's the problem. You have to find 5 minutes at least just for yourself before you go back to that challenge. And you know, I'm going to revert back to that movie, and I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. But then the name of the movie was What About Bob? And the character was Bob, and Bill Murray was the actor. comedian actor, and he played a great part. So he was schizophrenic or psycho, something like that. Anyway, he had some kind of mental disorder where he had to always see his therapist, and he needed his therapist 3 times a week, whatever. But when his therapist went on vacation, he was lost, and he couldn't be without his therapist. So the advice that was given to him was take a vacation from your stress. So I'll say the same thing. Take a 5-minute vacation every day of nothing. Now, of course, things are going to go through your mind after these deep breaths. Don't start to go, oh no, it's already ended. It's okay. It's okay. Because it's going to come in your mind and it's going to go. It's going to come and it's going to go. It's not going to stay. That's what you're training your brain to do. To acknowledge it, get rid of it. Acknowledge it, get rid of it. And that's it. That's all you have to do. I can almost guarantee you, within 2 weeks of doing this, that you're going to notice that the way that you think or react to something, it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be much of a change, because I'd be lying to you. I mean, your stress is your stress, right? Your problems are your problems. They don't just go away overnight. We wish we could snap our fingers and they go away, but they don't. But they will seem lesser and lesser and lesser. And that's what I'm going to leave everybody with. And I'm also going to say, again, don't follow somebody else's dream. You know, dreams sound good for one person, they're not actually good for you. You know, I mean, trust me when I tell you. And like I said, so sit down doing these exercises and just think, what really would you like to do? Would you like to be a famous person? Would you like to be somebody that gets to sit down for an hour a day and read books? Would you like to write a book? I don't know. But that's for you to find out. And I'm going to tell you one more little hint. It works for me. I'm not saying it's going to work for you, but it works for me. I like certain scents. So, like, I light my, I'm not really a candle person. I like my incense, and I light sage and cedar at the same time. And when I'm doing these, you know, little relaxations and thoughts, I light this. And, you know, I smell and I relax. It's another way for your senses to fully be involved. You know, your smell, your ears, your eyes, your mind, you know, different things. It'll all work. Anyway, I hope everybody has an amazing day. And if you have any questions, you can either comment to this podcast. You can Facebook me at Cheryl A. Nocera. Or you can send me an email, lucky7158@AOL.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you and goodbye.